Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. Today's August 19th. I'm your host, Lucinda, coming to you from sunny Arizona with my co-host, Robert Boyd. And as always, our topic is The Streets Don't Love You Back. Tonight we have a great show with our guest, William Guyton of Detroit, and we will get with him in just a few minutes. We do have some great news for you. Our book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, will be out in the stores this weekend. You can pick one up at Harlem World Books and Video in Detroit, Michigan, and that's on 21700 Greenfield Road in Oak Park, Suite 107, and also at Human Bookstore in Harlem, New York. And then shortly you'll be able to get it online at the various online stores, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders.com, Indie.org, and BooksAMillion.com. You will always be able to get it on our very own website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, and there you can also get all the information about where you can get that and other stuff. And you can also find out all the information about the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, what we're doing, and where we're at. We have a book signing that will be coming up in on September 12th from 3 to 4 at Harlem World Books and Videos in Detroit, Michigan. So hopefully we will see a lot of you there. And I'd like to welcome my co-host, Rob Boyd. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, Lucinda, and thanking God to be up and the movement running and the book is out doing its thing. And just always happy that we are corresponding on one accord with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. And glad that you're doing all right in the sunny city as well. And we're going to move right along. And we got our guest tonight, and it's a special guest. And it's my uncle, my mother's brother, only brother. And he's here tonight to talk about why he got out the streets and why the streets didn't love him back. So we got a great guest tonight that's going to bring you a lot of good knowledge and what God has did for him in his life as well. So first of all, I would like for you to just introduce yourself, Unc, and I'll let the people know who you are.
Hello, my name is William Guyton, originally from Detroit, Michigan, residing in Fort Wayne right now, kicking it with my nephew on the Streets Don't Love You Back movement.
So now we want to go right into the topic, and we wanted you to just touch up on a little bit. How was your growing up in the city of Detroit, and what made you get off into the street world, and what forced that?
Well, first off, growing up in the city of Detroit was pretty good. It was a lot of things to do as a youth. You know, we used to go out to the parks and people wouldn't bother you. We used to, you know, sleep in tents out there. And, you know, as time went on, you know, the city just got crazy. And my main thing was that by my parents dying when I was young and me having all sisters, I didn't have a man in my life at the time. So I fell off into the streets. They became, as they say, my father.
So at that time, how young was you when your parents passed?
Well, I was 11 when my mom's passed. She died of cancer, and you know when your mom's, you know, passed at a young age, you know you're somewhat lost because your guidance is gone. And pretty much my father being up in age didn't teach me a lot of things, so I fell into the streets.
So when you first started getting in the taste of the street life, what were some of the things you got involved in the street world that you thought the streets was just for you at that time?
Well, you know, being out there, you feel alone, and, you know, you get with people that don't mean you no good, and they say they mean you good, but then, you know, you just get trapped out there. You know, it starts off with a little something, you know, shooting dice and just hanging out, drinking with your fellas, you know, the ones that so-called your friends, and it just goes from there.
Now, when you got off into, you know, hit a topic, when you got off into selling drugs when you was younger, what got you into selling drugs and thinking that was the way of life?
Just trying to be like everybody else, not having things, and, you know, you have to take care of yourself, you know, when you feel there's no one there for you. You know, you get off into a world that you don't know of and just get caught up in it. But, you know, that drug life is for no one. I should have learned that at a young age, but, you know, I learned it at an older age, but I still learned.
And that's the key, you know. And coming up in the city of Detroit, what kind of guys did you hang around in the streets of Detroit?
Well, you know, I hung around the thug guys, you know, just trying to be a part of something. And, you know, when you're trying to be a part of something that you're not supposed to be a part of or aware of, you get caught up in it. And that was my way of getting introduced to the streets, just, you know, start selling drugs out there.
Now, could you let the people know a few incidents that start opening up your eyes that the streets didn't love you back through your lifespan of hustling drugs?
You know, the main thing is that, you know, you grew up with a lot of guys. You meet a lot of people. And, you know, when the one that you say, you know, you feel got your back, you know, don't hide your back, you know, you start to, you know, realize that, you know, that kind of life ain't for you. I mean, you start seeing friends killing friends and just, you know, all kind of different little things that, you know, the average person wouldn't see.
So when you start seeing friends taking out friends back in them days, how did that make you feel to see cats that you had grew up with, hustled with, start taking each other out over money and drugs? How did that make you feel as an individual?
I mean, first off, you become confused, you know, because, you, like you say, you come up with these guys, you know, majority of the time when you're doing that type of thing, you've known this person pretty much all your life. It starts in elementary school playing, you know, rock teaching, you know, jump rope and all that old kind of stuff, hide and go seek. But then as you come up, you know, when you get introduced to different things and this is the way of life, you fall off into that kind of thing. I mean, at first you're confused, but when you start seeing, you know, people you know, just doing different kind of things to each other, you know, the average person, you know, would just say, you know, that's just a part of the game. But me, myself, it opened my eyes up to make me not want to be a part of that anymore.
Dig that. So I'm going to take the mic over to Miss Lucinda and let her ask Mr. Guyton a few questions before we go to a music break and a commercial break, and we're going to turn it over to her.
Well, welcome to the show, and it's nice to hear from you. I have a question for you. Tell me what, in your opinion, did you like the most about growing up the baby boy of a family with 13 sisters?
Oh, it was lovely. You know, my sisters, they took care of me. They looked out for me. But, you know, it's still, there's a time in your life when you need a man in your life. Because, you know, my sisters couldn't teach me everything about being a man. And I could say I pretty much got a little rebellious. And,
right,
you know, started doing my own thing instead of listening to them. You know, they tried to bring me to Christ when I was a youngster, just getting started in the game. But, you know, I was hard-headed when I was listening, so I fell off into that thing.
How old were you when your father passed away?
I was close to 19 when my father passed.
Okay. So even though you had your dad, you still had to get out there and do your thing on the streets.
Well, you know, when I was coming up, my father was up in age, so he didn't really take that time out, you know, that a father's supposed to take out with his son. son and teaching those things or teach him how to be a man. So, you know, by me not having that, you know, that father figure in my life, you know, like I say, the streets became my dad.
Right. And growing up in a big family, I know that you, you know, obviously probably grew up with a lot of relatives and like you said, the people that you lived around were in the neighborhoods, you know, for years. So everybody knew everybody and you know, I think probably thought you could trust people that you had grown up with all your life. But as a young child, who did you look up to as your role models? Do you remember?
Well, as a child, me, myself, you know, it was a lot of guys in the neighborhood that played basketball. You know, it was guys that went pro that came out of my neighborhood. But at the same time, you know, when you look up to those guys and then they're gone, you know, you no longer have, you know, that influence in your life. So you fall back into what you know best, and that's the streets.
Right.
But there was a lot of positive guys in the neighborhood, but, you know, at the same time, you had that negative. So it was my choice, so I just made the wrong choice.
Right. What do you remember most about hanging out with the people right on the street you grew up with?
No, there's some good memories and bad memories. And, you know, like I say, the whole neighborhood pretty much knew each other. So, you know, we had fun times, little block parties and the house parties, going to the gym, playing ball, going to the park, doing different things. And, you know, it was just at a time that, you know, the streets just got crazy. And they somewhat left no choice, you know, but, you know, to go out there and do the wrong thing if you wanted some money in your pocket.
Right. It was just easy money at that time, I guess.
Yeah, at that time it was. It was too easy. Maybe that's what was wrong with it. It was too easy.
Right.
And greed came along with the game. So when that becomes a part of it, then that's when you start having casualties.
Right.
So when you was coming up at that age, like you said, money was real easy at that time, you know, and a lot of greed and murder came along with that. How much money was you making a week in a day at that time? Because money was so easy at that time.
Well, it varied. At first, you know, you started off making nickels and dimes, but then, you know, just like any entrepreneur in the street, you know, you make a way to, you know, you find a way to make that them nickels and dimes into dollars, and you know, it started coming plentiful. To where, you know, like I say, the nickels and dimes turned into hundreds and thousands.
Right. So during your time of hustling in the street world, you know, how much money you think that you was making on the average in the street?
Probably per day, $500 a day, or in a week, maybe $5,000. You know, it depends on the week of the day.
Right, right. And back in them days when money was so plentiful, what attracted you to really being out in the streets besides the guys in the neighborhood and the money and things like that? What attracted you to far as really want to just say, hey, I'm going to just live this thug life and this is me?
You know, pretty much just trying to be a part of something, you know. When you, like you say, when you don't have that positive role model, or you think you don't have it, you know, that's what you fall back into. It starts off, you know, just chucking and jiving. Then, it, you know, it gets good to you like anything else. So you don't want to
right.
stop.
Right. So, Ms. Lucinda, is it anything else you would like to ask Mr. Guyton before we take a break?
No, I think we can take a break and then come back.
All right. Right now, we're going to go to our first commercial, the book radio spot.
The money. The rise to power. Violence. Gangs. Drugs. Death. Self-destruction. Prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd. A must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and that's one of our commercials, and we're going to be back with Mr. William Guyton in 1 second, and we're going to go to the Streets Don't Love You Back track.
Yeah, yeah, this the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh,
keep your head up.
Oh, hey.
The streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. Show me what rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. Show me what way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
love you back. Love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world, and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, 'cause I listen to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. There's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on the lonely road.
They'll never
love you. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
They'll never love you.
I know I can't change the way your young mind thinks, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink. And I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promised God that I would do this if he get me out the streets. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head. Another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show they codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open. Better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pods, dorms, to day rooms, to mess halls and rec yards. You think you're something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death impression ain't gonna never change the past, cause...
Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Kuwal Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this.
You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Yeah, yeah, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And that's one of my singles right there, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we definitely praising God for bringing us a mighty long way out here in life, you know. So we telling the youngsters out here, God is the way, because the streets is definitely a dead end. It'll spit you up, chew you out, and then look right back at you, you know. So we telling you to uplift your life and uplift yourself out here and look at what's really real out here. And I'm going to pass the mic over to Miss Lucinda for she can ask Mr. Guyton what she needs to ask him.
Okay, and before that, I just want to let anybody listening, if you'd like to call in to talk to us or you know, give us a comment, the number is 347-826-7273. And again, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, we're here to educate the youth and others that the street thug drug life is not a good way of life, and that there are many alternatives, that you don't have to stay in that life, that you can get out, you can do positive things with your life. And our show here and our new reality show that's starting in September, we will be talking with people who actually live that life and have been able to get out of that life and change their lives and move on to positive things. And so we're here tonight with Mr. William Guyton. And Mr. William Guyton used to live the street life. And so we're going to learn a little bit about his life, a little bit about how he changed his life and the good things that, that he's doing. And maybe through this example of what he tells us tonight, we can help somebody else. So we appreciate you coming on tonight, Mr. Guyton. And just looking back on your youth and all the things that you went through, and again, our stories here, you know, that we talk about on the show are not to glamorize the gang life, but to let the kids know and the people that are thinking about joining gangs the reality of it. And, you know, we've talked about this several times on our show here about how the gangs are so misleading as far as that they're the loyalty and that they're family and that they'll always be there for you. What maybe stories can you remember of people that you grew up with that, you know, maybe you thought that they would always be loyal to you or always be your friend or always have your back, and that wasn't true. It didn't happen. Can you think of anything that you could share with us?
Well, like I said, when you come up with a person from elementary school and, you know, you kicking it with these same people all the way through high school, you know them all your life. And,
right.
You know, once you get out there in that world and, you know, like I say, people get greedy, so this crazy stuff happens, things that you'll never expect to happen. You know, you'll never expect your friend to turn their back on you, you know, in a time of a need or whatever, but those are the kind of things that happen. You know, it's a heartless game.
Right.
So in that life right there, Mr. Guyton, can you give the youth an example of something that happened to you that opened your eyes up that the streets didn't love you back, and what started to make William Guyton change?
Well, the only example that I can give is that, like I say, when you come up, you know, all your life with people, and then the next thing you know, you figure, you know, this my friend, you know, they wouldn't do me a certain kind of way, but then, you know, you turn your back and then they stabbing you in your back. You know, that's a life-changing experience in its own.
The trust factor.
Yeah, the trust factor. I mean, when I was out in the streets, you know, I had my own friends shoot at me, you know, people that I thought were my friends. But in the game, you don't have no friends. They talk about family. There's no family. It's all about self in that game.
And that right there, since you touched up on that right there, Unc, you know, I remember that incident you talking about clear as day, like we sitting, you know, we still sitting right there in the city of Detroit, you know. And I remember when that incident had happened, you know, I was in California when that happened, you know. And mm-hmm. I had to come all the way back from California. I flew all the way back from California to squash that situation, you know, because that individual did not know that you was my uncle, you know. But you had been dealing with these individuals for a while, you know. And when we was out there in that life, we dealt with some of the same people indirectly. But you had your own clique and I had my clique. But at the same time, you know, that really, really bothered me that that went down that way because you could have lost your life. You know what I mean? And I think that was really one of the turning factors in your life, that incident right there. So I'm really glad you brought that incident up because it lets and shed a light to these young kids out here. Because only because you grew up with somebody all your life, or only because you just meeting somebody and you know somebody a few years or 4 or 5 years, you know what I mean? They can flip on you in 1 second, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's when you recognize that you know your friends ain't your friends.
Right, right. And, that really struck me, you know what I mean? Because they calling me. I'm in California. I had to fly. I just got out there. I had to turn around and fly right back to Detroit and get that squashed. You know, I called a meeting while I'm on the plane. I called a meeting and got that whole thing squashed, you know. So that right there let people know that when you're dealing with these cats out here in this game and you're dealing with that big money, and you're dealing with certain situations, cats don't care whether you grew up with me or not. You know what I mean? Here they come. It's all about the money, and now they're trying to put a person in a body bag, you know? But I just thank God, you know, that was my uncle, and the guy that we talking about was my right-hand man that didn't know that was my uncle, you know? So I thank God that I was able to intervene with that situation, and my uncle's still breathing right to this day, you know? So that's a true example, people, that only because you grow up with somebody, only because you think you know somebody, people get jealous, people get envy of certain situations, you know? And then you got to ask yourself, you know, is this really my people? And one thing I'm going to tell people while I'm on this radio, you can't always tell everybody your business, no matter who you think they is. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's your homeboy, your girlfriend, you know what I mean? You got to be careful telling everybody your business out here because people will flip on you like Cheetah, you know?
In the game, you don't have no friends. It's a business.
Bottom line.
And when you think the person that's going to have your back, she'll have your back. You can best believe they're going to turn their back on you.
Right, and that's the bottom line. Nobody has that, you know what I mean? And you heard exactly what my uncle said. You know, the hustle world is a straight business, you know what I mean? It ain't about you, my homeboy, nothing, because if you mess up some money or something happened wrong, I done already forgot that you was my friend, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about the dollar sign. I'm thinking about what was took in place and what needs to be did. So to you young cats out here that's thinking that these cats your homeboys, you know what I mean, and all this, when the money factor get in play, it's either game over or lights out, you know? And
they got the wrong people as their role models. Just because you see a person go out here and get shot 2, 3, 4 times and they still living, you know. That's their chance to turn around and say, you know, Lord, I thank you for, you know, man, my life, and let me turn my life over to you. No, they going out saying, and
I'm
bragging,
a
thug. You know, I done got shot 4 or 5 times, but that should be your testimony.
Amen.
To these young folks out here, instead of you trying to, you know, use to bring them off into the game.
Right, and that's the trick of the trade all the time. You know, everybody want to be Tupac. You know what I mean? And what people fail to realize about Tupac, I loved his music and all that, but Tupac was a guy that didn't understand how God had truly already blessed his life. You know what I mean? He blessed you to come up out the ghetto. He blessed you to come up out the hood, but you want to go to Hollywood and you still want to play a thug role. You know what I mean? And then he get mixed up with all the right people. You know what I mean? But then got swift into all the wrong people again. You know what I mean? You meet Suge Knight, then all of a sudden you ready to be this West Coast thug, but you really from the East Coast, you know what I mean? But here you go with this gang violence thing, and it cost him his life. So when you blessed to get up out the ghetto, I mean anybody, you got to thank God, because there's so many people that don't be able to get out the ghetto. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing.
You also have to realize that Tupac, you know, he talked to a lot of these, you know, ghetto fabulous wannabes out here, but he tried to put them on knowledge, but then they took it in the wrong direction and took it at the thug life.
Right, right. You know what I mean? He playing that role, but trying to kick knowledge to you, but you seeing him do the same opposite from what he's telling you. You know what I mean? So you
exactly.
want to be him. You know what I mean? You have to listen to people, man, that's done lived that life, that ain't living that life no more, that can tell you things and show you things, because God is good. You know, he's the greatest thing on earth and off earth. You know what I mean? And like I say once again, I thank God tonight that my uncle was on the phone, that he's in the land of the living. And, you know what I mean, I was able to intervene because of the power I had in the streets of Detroit at that time. I was able to intervene with that situation, and the situation got squashed the next day when I hit touchdown. You know what I mean? So it's about power, and it's about understanding out here, because if you're a cat that's in these streets and ain't got no power, you done. You know what I mean? If you ain't got no respect out there, you done. You know what I mean? I don't care what you're doing out here or what you think you're doing. You got to have respect, and you got to have power when you call yourself a street guy, you know? Because there's many guys out there with their pants hanging off their butt thinking they that guy, but you ain't that guy. You know what I mean? You have to realize that the streets will never love you back. These homeboys will never love you back. And when it's about money and sense, friends is tossed in the wastebasket, you know? So we're going to take it over to Miss Lucinda. And my uncle, you know what I mean? Like I said, I praise God and I thank him that he's straightened his life up. You know, he's a married man. He's doing God's will now, about to graduate from school. And touch up on that a little bit for me, Miss Lucinda, what he's about to graduate from next week.
Well, he's going to graduate from phlebotomist school next Thursday, and they'll be able to work in the hospital and have a better job. And he's always looking to do something great, so we congratulate you for that achievement. That's a big achievement, and we're proud of you for that. Congratulations.
Definitely, definitely. And we definitely want to give a big shout-out to his wife, you know what I mean? I've never had the pleasure of meeting my uncle's wife, but one day I have a pleasure of meeting his missus in person. But we want to just give her a big shout-out as well for being the wife that she are and for being all the way down with my uncle, you know what I mean, to the full extent of God's law, you know? And if you have any more questions to ask Lucinda, we're going to go to another break after you asked another question or whatever, and we're going to keep it moving.
All right. Well, I just wanted to go back to what you guys were talking about and keeping it all real, I guess. My kind of thought was, you know, even, you know, you can have all the power and knowledge out in those streets, and the more power and knowledge you have, the more you got to watch your back, too, because, you know, you can be all that out in the streets and think you're all that, but, you know, there's people after you everywhere you go.
Amen.
So I think the more you have out there, the more you're watching your back and the more that your life is in danger.
Amen. Amen.
And the kids nowadays, you know, they get the entertainment thug and the street thug mixed up because they're totally different people, different things, and the entertainment industry, you know, makes the thug life look glamorous. But a lot of these entertainers that are, you know, showing us that they live the thug life, you know, those are not their cars that they're showing on the videos, and that's not their money that they're throwing in the air. You know, it's all borrowed stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
A lot of them don't live the thug life.
Right. They just talking about what they seeing in their neighborhood. You know what I mean?
They performing.
Right,
I mean,
right.
If I could perform a thug life and make $200 million, I would perform it too. But in the end,
Yeah, you tell him, Monk. You know what I mean? If you can make $200 million, you'll be a thug on the wax too.
Oh, for sure.
but the thug life is serious out here. It's past wax, people.
It's a poor example. It's a very poor example to the youth in nowadays, because, you know, instead of them wanting to, you know, be like George Washington Carver or W.E. Du Bois or Phyllis Wheatley, they want to be like everything out in the street. Be like somebody positive and do something with yourself, and then you don't have to worry about that thug life or who shot at you last night.
Amen.
who come in your window to try to get your little good that, you know,
you don't hustle all day for.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and you know one thing I want to touch up on that before we go to a break right quick, that's the same thing that I told my missus, you know what I mean? I told her, I say, well, you know, me, myself, I was always looking for a woman that had that stamina that can roll with me on the strength of a Martin Luther King and a Coretta Scott King, you feel me? That's a good role model because I learned and I started dissecting people that was good role models and people that did good things in life, you know what I mean, for humanity and people that meant something, you know what I mean, not just to they self, but meant something to life itself and gave back, you feel me? So this is what my mind was on, you know what I mean? You always got to have that type of lady in your life that's on that movement and that's on that positivity and that want to achieve just like you want to achieve, you know what I mean? You ain't just looking for no fly-by-night woman, you know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people fail to realize out here, man. You know, if you look for a fly-by-night guy or a fly-by-night woman, you're going to get exactly what you're looking for, a nothing and a nobody.
See, what a lot of youth got to understand out here nowadays, there's nothing wrong with being a soldier, but, you know, it's better to be a soldier for Christ.
Amen.
That's the soldier you need to be.
Amen.
A soldier out in the street ain't got but two destinies. Death or jail. I mean,
that's
you know, right. you ought to get tired of going to jail. And I know they're scared of death. You know, if they weren't scared of death, they wouldn't be carrying all these pistols the way they do.
Right.
You know, a man don't need a pistol because he got his guns right here on his shoulders.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, so they need to get up out of that, you know, that thug life, you know, and get on that road to Christ.
Because that's the only way.
That's the only way.
And ladies and gentlemen, we definitely having a good show tonight with my uncle, Mr. Guyton, tonight, and we definitely doing our thing. And we're gonna go right now to a commercial, the Book Radio Spot commercial, and we're gonna be right back with Mr. Guyton after a song and a commercial. Book commercial now.
Rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound.org, and Borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with your host, Rob Boyd, and my co-host, Miss Lucinda. And we're talking tonight with my man, William Guyton. We're going to go to this song, Guide and Protect Us, and we'll be right back with Mr. William Guyton.
Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks for your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray. Yeah, the one who is there when no one has a care, I say, Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray. Yeah, and lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way. Lord, how precious your love and your grace and your counting days. Lord, you show me
the dark, now I shall repay. Yeah, with all of my strength, I will fight with an iron fist. Lord, the freedoms of hate and the sea today don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord, to give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword, I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray, give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name. Yeah, and slaughter the wicked quickly with no thought or shame. Lord, for my heart is firm in your hands, so I'm no disgrace. No, I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face. Boy, I never can even afraid to your tenderness. Lord, to be in your infinite grace is my happiness. Yeah, no matter the time or the place, you're omnipotent. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, so I shall repent. Guide and protect us, Lord, to give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword, I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray, give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. Yeah, we tried the long rocky road. Buffalo soldier, fight the power, freedom, boy. The last we left on the throne, the conquering disciples, burn your congregation. Yeah. Collect the security, we build a better nation, time beside the unity. Say nothing in fight, nothing in war, but brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes, live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things, we're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love, so I will always try to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord, to give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword, I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray, give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Back there to the Streets on Love You Back radio show, and we back with my main man, Mr. William Guyton, and we're going to turn the mic over to Miss Lucinda.
Well, I just wanted to go back to what we were talking about earlier with the power and knowledge. And, you know, I'm just thinking, if the people out on the street, the crew leaders, the bosses, whoever are leading the different crews and groups, gangs, you know, those people obviously do have the power and the leadership to control, you know, their people. But, you know, what if you guys, the leaders of these groups and crews, could change the negative impact, you know, in the society with the drugs and all that, and, you know, do something positive with yourself and with your crew and your group and your friends? You know, just think of the awesome things that maybe could happen in this world if, you know, we use the leadership and the power that we have for something good instead of for something evil. And, you know, and I'm thinking the same thing. Well, you know, I could make $8 an hour at McDonald's flipping burgers, or I could earn $500 out on the street corner in just a few minutes. So, you know, yeah, you think about the quick money and what you want to do. But for the people that are living that quick money out on the street corners, you know, it only lasts for a short time. And you know, most of the people that are living that life are either going to end up dead or in prison or incarcerated for a long time. And, you know, then you don't have a chance to change anything out here in this world. So for those of you who can, you know, maybe listen to this, you have a second chance, and you can, you know, use your leadership to do something positive in this world. And, you know, like we keep saying that, you know, the best thing that anyone out here can do is get an education. You know, any education, any learning will give you that knowledge and power to get ahead in whatever you're doing. So, you know, it only takes one person to make a change, and, you know, hopefully, you know, whoever's listening out there, maybe you can be that one person, and maybe you can change, you know, just your little part of the world, and then, you know, let other people change their little corners of the world, and, you know, maybe eventually we can have a better world. So that's my thought.
Right, and on that note right there, you know, I really respect that what you said, and, you know, I'm one of the few guys that God blessed to lead that street life alone, and I'm glad to have turned my influence, you know what I mean, as a boss in the street world at that time with my own crew, and now, like Unc said, you know, I'm a soldier for God now, you know what I mean, I'm one of his best soldiers, you know. And I took my life into a whole nother direction because I learned that the streets didn't love me back. And I learned that a lot of cats that's hanging out with you, whether they, you know what I mean, your family, or whether they just cats that you grew up with, you know, cats turn when the money is involved, you know. And that's something that you can't get around when you're in that hustle life, you know. You paying a cat $1,000 a week, but a cat saying you making $100,000 a week, you know what I mean? So eventually, he started looking at what you're getting, and eventually he's going to be in your gate, you know what I mean? So you got to be real careful on that drug life out here now, fellas, because it's been going on way before you was born, and people been losing in that game way before you was born, and they're going to continue losing way after you gone, you know? So we have to look at the falls that done happened before you even thought about talking about I'm a drug dealer or I'm a hustler, you know what I mean? Because they all have failed, you know? I was showing Miss Lucinda a couple of films about real life, you know, over the weekend. And she also learned and seen in real life how family can turn against family, even in that drug life. You know what I mean? A cat making money. And, you know, this his mother and this other guy was brothers and sister from the same mom and daddy. But the uncle was jealous of the nephew getting money. The next thing you know, the uncle done kidnapped the little nephew, you know what I mean,
yeah.
And held the boy for ransom. And then the next thing you know, they didn't pay the ransom. And in the process of the brother trying to get the ransom money up, his own homeboy killed him. So they still never got the ransom money up, you know. So it's a deadly game. It's a serious game out there, you know what I mean. So that's why, like my uncle spoke on and like I'm speaking on, all that. That's why right to this day, I'm not too keen on all that friend thing, you know what I mean? I got people who I do business with, you know what I mean, as far as what I do out here with my music and clothes and different things. But as far as people all up on me, I'd never have liked it that because I know how serious this life is out here because I done lived it, I done seen it, and it still goes on every day. Everybody is not cool, people. You know what I mean? Not even some of your family. And a whole lot of cats in the street ain't cool. So we must definitely look and watch and definitely keep our eyes open on what's really real out here and don't be slipping. You feel me? And that's real talk. So anything you got to ask Mr. Guyton or Ms. Lucinda?
What, looking back on your life, do you think, if anything, when you were younger, could you have maybe changed or done differently? If, you know, obviously maybe if you had different role models in your life, but What do you think maybe you could tell some of the kids out here today that don't have fathers like you and Rob didn't at that time? You know, what do you suggest that they do or turn to?
Well, you know, the Bible tells us that David encouraged himself. And a lot of times I had no one to encourage me, you know, to do these, you know, righteous things or positive things in my life. And that's where I fell short. What I didn't do was motivate myself to be better. Sometimes you have to have that self-motivation. And if you don't have that, regardless of what's going on around you, if 15 people come up and say, I need you to do this for me, I need you to take this sack, I mean, you can always say no. But when you don't have that money and you don't have the means to survive out here, the first answer to come out of your mouth is, okay, I can do that. But they don't tell you the consequences of the game. So, you know, you gotta have some self-motivation out here. It's not about the baseball players and the basketball players and the football players or the TV star or, you know, the guys in the video with the big chains and the big car. It's time out for that. It's time for the youth of nowadays to start motivating themselves to do more positive things than negative. If each one teach one, you wouldn't have the chaos in the street that you have right now.
Right. I think, yeah, if they had a little more self-esteem and believed in themselves, and like you said, somebody encouraged them and they realized that, hey, I can go out here and do something and I can make a difference and I can get an education and I can learn and do this, you know, maybe more of them will get out there and make a change.
Exactly. Just like when we were kids, we didn't want to listen to the people older than us. You know,
right.
They think they know everything. But what the youth don't realize that the folks that are older than them done went through some things to get where they are today. But, you know, the average young guy or young lady, they're going to listen to each other before they listen to somebody else. So if you're going to have one or two people in your little surrounding that is your age to be positive and, you know, keep putting positive thoughts in your head, eventually one day it's going to click. Because if it don't, like you say, the street's not going to love you back.
That's right.
And that's real talk.
I take responsibility.
What'd you say, Ms. Lucinda?
I said take responsibility for your own actions and for your own life and get out there and make a change and stand up for something.
And that's
exactly
what's wrong with a lot of kids today. They don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. They want to put their actions on someone else, you know what I mean? And they want to blame all their problems on someone else. And that's where we have to, like Unc said, we have to have self-motivation in order to do anything in life, because people can talk to you till you're blue in the face. But if you don't have the self-motivation to go out and do something positive and make something out of your life, it's only two ways out the game then, and that's death or destruction, you know what I mean? So we must definitely open our eyes up to the streets and never love you back. You know, I mean, people before us and people before us, they all have failed in the drug trade and this so-called thug life. You know what I mean? Like I said, I had let Lucinda watch a few of these movies, you know what I mean, over the weekend, and she seen with her own eyes on how the street life really goes. These wasn't no movies that they had on TV and made in Hollywood, you know what I mean? This was real-life documentary of people who done did this and didn't get away with it, you know what I mean? Like one documentary, a guy, you know, matter of fact, the Black Mafia and them, Big Meat and them, they made $270 million, you feel me? But what good was making $270 million? Now you're doing 20 years in the penitentiary, ain't got nothing now, you feel me? They took everything. They took everything. They let you live and drink your champagne and drink your Hennessy and all that. You feel me? They let you do that for 3, 4, 5 years, you know? But when them people come, it's game over, lights out. No more partying. No more women. No more houses. No more flashy cars. Now you're sitting up in a 4x4 gate talking about what I once had. So you young cats out here about to understand.
You got to look at all the years that they're giving these young guys and young girls out here nowadays for the crimes that they're doing. You go to prison at 19 and they slapping 120 years on you. I mean, why do it? I mean, they make an example out of you for today, and it's ridiculous that, you know, they won't open their eyes up or their minds up to something else other than, you know, this is what I got. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous that you're 16 years old or 17 years old or 12 years old and do a murder, and you never see daylight again the rest of your life. You might get paroled at the age of 60. You still can't do nothing.
Because game over, lights out. You don't know nobody. Everybody you know dead. You know what I mean? Or exactly. Somewhere. So, you know, wising up, people. Wising up. And we definitely hope that you all learned something from this interview with Mr. Guyton tonight, and we definitely hope that people open their eyes up and take heed to what's happening out here, and definitely listen that the streets will never love you back. You feel me? And we would like to just ask Mr. Guyton, is there any encouragement that you would give the youth before you leave, and what would you say to them right now?
Just to open their mind up. They don't have to open their eyes up, because with their eyes, you know, they can still be blind. But open your mind up and be more than what you see in front of you. I mean, everybody's not going to be the basketball player or the football player or the player. So open your minds up and you know, be more aware of what you need to do for self and not everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Turn your life over to Christ. Read your Bible. You know, just like you explore the world, explore him and see what he has for you, because the world don't have nothing for you. Like you say, the streets don't love you back.
Amen, amen, on that note, you know. And any shout-outs you would like to give, Unc, before you get off?
I definitely got to give a big shout-out to my nephew, Robert Boyd, and Miss Lucinda for having me on this show. Big shout-out to, you know, the Motor City. You know, hope they get their thing together with the mayor and everything up there. Because it's a beautiful place to live, even though it don't look like it. I'm going to give a shout-out to the youth in America, that they wake up and you know, stop killing each other and, you know, read their book instead of reading their handgun manual.
My man. You know, and I would just like to say, you know, I'd like to give a big shout-out to my uncle for changing his life. And a big shout-out, like I said, to his wife. I never had the pleasure of meeting her, but big shout-out to her as well, you know what I mean, for them incorporating at one, you know what I mean, and they doing their thing as one accord, and appreciating that and appreciating him graduating from school next Thursday. So, you know, he's come a long way in his life from the street world and the street ghetto of Detroit to doing something very positive in his life. So we definitely want to just send a big shout-out to him and his family. And I wanted to just send a big shout-out to Lucinda as well, who's always been down with me from day one. You know what I mean? I mean, from day one, you dig? Never detoured, stayed focused, and stayed stern to what was happening, you know? And now our movement has created. We have our own radio show now, and be on the lookout for the Streets Don't Love You Back clothesline coming. And in September 5th, starting with our new reality show called Change. So a lot has struck up with me and Miss Lucinda, due to the fact of staying focused and staying definitely grounded at what God give us. And we have to always look at what he give us and utilize it, and definitely thank him and let him know that we thank him every day for blessing this to come about. So we're definitely thankful for that, and I'm always thankful for her for being such a good person and staying firm and being my manager and just doing what she needs to do for the whole movement itself.
Well, thank you, Rob. And, you know, it's been a fun experience and a new enlightening experience. You know, I didn't actually live the street life. I had my moments, I guess, as a young adult where I did my thing. But, you know, I guess I took responsibility and eventually changed my life and you know, did what I did. But I, you know, have to give you guys a lot of respect and a lot of admiration for living the life that you guys lived in Detroit in the time that you guys did, because it was a hard time. It was a tough life back in the 70s and 80s. You know, there was a lot of gangsters, a lot of murders, a lot of killings, a lot of drugs. And you know, I'm just grateful that you guys are here to tell your stories, and hopefully we can help others to change their lives as well. I just have a couple of shout outs before we go off air. But do you have anything else
No, everything has been said, you know, and I appreciate Miss Lucinda always and for everything she does, you know. That's my shout out, and thanking God, you know, for bringing in my life and blessing us to do what we do now. The streets don't love you back.
All right, and I'd just like to say happy birthday to my stepmother, Nancy. Her birthday was yesterday, and give a shout-out to Goldie, who her birthday is today, and then also for Rob, whose birthday is the 22nd this coming weekend. So all of you, enjoy your birthdays. Remember to log on to our website and become a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And you can find out all the information about everything we're doing there. And we thank you for joining us. And join us again next Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern time. And remember, take responsibility for yourself. And the streets don't love you back.
Amen.
Good
night. What's up?
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance. This is it. This is it. That second chance. Feeling like I could scream once I realized that I'm still here. And sometimes these regrets won't let me forget that I done let down the best of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hint of surprise, because I haven't succumbed to fear. And with my chance in the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to be. As I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. That these two up for the rain to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I'd never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rain pour down from the clouds. Dropped to my knees and prayed I'd have a reason to smile. I was a young and looking hard, running around in these streets, chasing girls, thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I lied awake, realized I didn't know it, and it hit me like a brick. Wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I rant and rave, write my future like a book, as I turn another page, as the lights go down. I walk across the stage, rub the law full up, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is, all I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, when my back's against the wall. Fuck out of, I will fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world has got to be. Sometimes I still slip if I forget my cleats, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the sheet. There's no more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. What you got, don't be jealous of others, do for your damn self.